Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7 continue on as we get set for week 7 of high school football tomorrow night. And we're joined now by Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider. Always appreciate the time. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers, their fifth consecutive win in week 6. They go to Valley Falls, get it done 48-14. And just before we kind of dive into it a little bit more specifically, what are the initial thoughts and takeaways from the win against the Dragons?
Very pleased with the way we played overall. In a little over 400 yards of total offense, 335 yards rushing, and I thought we were very efficient with the pass. So I thought that was very good. Defensively, I thought we played good team defense, you know, give up a score in the opening drive, and after that pretty much settled in, held them to 1 out of 7 on third down and 1 out of 4 on fourth down. So I thought we were pretty effective on that end of it. Second half of the game, we were able to expand our substitutions, significantly. And the thing I liked about that, overall, obviously get players on the field, but we only had 2 penalties on a night. So I thought when we were out there, we're a young team as it is, but a lot of our young guys were doing a good job.
We talked last week a little bit about the development of some of those younger kids and how they have kind of improved throughout the course of the season. And you guys explode for 24 points, in the second quarter. What was really, kind of eye-popping about what your team was able to do in that second quarter and kind of put that game away by halftime?
Well, a couple things. One, we hit a big run, 89-yard touchdown run by Will Elias. He's been a big play machine for us all year long. And then I thought we were effective in the passing game. We thought most of our passing yards came in there. Another big play on passing touchdown to Wyatt Burke. So, you know, I hit a couple big plays, which gains you momentum, picks your energy level up. And then, you know, we were rushing to the ball on defense. So playing pretty solid there and getting 3 and outs and continuing to get the ball back. And when we did, I thought we were pretty effective overall. So, you know, pretty good night, balanced offensive defense for us. So pretty pleased with that.
Talk about the line of scrimmage. The running game, it's been good, you know, for a majority of the season. Merrick Noel had another big night, 144 yards, 3 touchdowns. We talked about Will. He's been an athlete of the week. He goes for, you know, 143 yards as well. But the guys up front, again, the offensive line, I know we've mentioned them at some point, but maybe not mentioned them as much as we should.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, whenever you look at a big rushing stat line, you need to look at the 5 guys up front. You know, in our case, 5 guys up front, and then our 2 tight ends that are blocking as well. We keep our carries, not by design, but we try to keep them somewhat balanced across the backfield. Been balanced just by play call more than anything. But, I think you have to respect both of our guys whenever they got the ball in their hands. And then, you know, as our passing game has come along this year, I think, you know, can keep people out of the box a little bit. We've been continuing to sustain and get a little more balanced as the weeks have gone by. And as you said, a lot of that is the growth of our players, just in the system with our older guys, but with our younger guys that have come along as well. So, you know, our offensive line is gelled. We brought back several players that had several snaps last year, and I think they've really gotten a lot of continuity as the year has gone on. So, and we're pleased with those guys up front, and they paved the way.
How important is it to going to have that balance on offense, you know, not only here in the last couple of weeks, but once we get into the playoffs?
Well, absolutely. You know, we found ourselves down early in games throughout the course of this year at times. And, you know, no panic. We won't let panic set in. But you need to be able to stay balanced, to be able to take advantage of whatever the defense is showing you. So we've continued to work on things at practice, and it's nice to see the fruits of our labor whenever you get into a game, so you can, you know, show that improvement to the kids on film. But, you know, it is. I think as you go down, balance will help you to you know, keep defenses balanced up a little bit. But more than anything, hopefully keep you guys fresh whenever they do get an opportunity to tote the rock.
Couple more minutes here with Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider here on our Coach's Insight, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers getting set for a trip to McLouth on Friday night, which is going to be our feature game on Care 93.7. Well, let's talk about this McLouth team. Of course, last year they kind of came out of nowhere and had one of their better seasons in school history. Now it ultimately didn't end with a trip to the playoffs, but now they win 5 last year. They're sitting here at 4-2. They took one on the chin to Jackson Heights, but a lot of teams do, and that was back in week 4. But since then, they've won back-to-back games against Valley Falls and then 44-12 last week on the road at Pea Ridge. What stands out about this McLouth team and the challenges that you guys are going to face this week?
Well, a couple things. One, I knew that they're returning a lot of players from last year. Like I said, big turnaround season for them there. So, you know, I'm sure your confidence grows in that. Coach Mills is doing a good job over there in his second year now. You can see on film that they're doing a few different things than what they did last year. So the playbook has expanded there as well. But I think from one side of the line to the other, probably the biggest line that we're going to see all year long. You know, they've got some big guys up front. So, you know, I think that's the strength of their team. They bring back their backfield from last year, both those guys. Receiving the primary number of carries are athletic, they're fast, so, you know, we're going to have to contain them overall. But, you know, they're returning a lot of guys, and you gain experience in that and gain confidence as you grow.
You know, I've seen a team like Riverside. McLeod saw them back early on in the season. It seems like maybe they're somewhat similar to like a Riverside team. I don't know if that's fair. Do you believe something along those lines, just the way kind of how they operate with their big guys up front in the run game? Is that fair to say?
We haven't seen Riverside in a couple years, so I'm not as familiar with their personnel. But, yeah, you know, I think with the system that they're running, with the unbalanced single wing with McCoff, you know, you big guys up front help everybody at every level. But I think that's kind of what their scheme is built for. You know, you add the speed in the backfield to that, obviously it creates for a good mesh. So, you know, we talk about our offensive line. I think their offensive line is the strength of their team as well. So that will definitely be a battle up front.
I would think the line of scrimmage. I mean, do you feel the line of scrimmage is the most important aspect, not just in this game tomorrow night, but in any game? Do you feel like the line of scrimmage is as crucial as any part of the game?
Oh, absolutely. I think your offensive and defensive line is absolutely crucial. We, in our program, we try to promote the offensive line, whenever possible. You know, we talk to our guys an awful lot, and the one thing I bring up all the time is you go to the NFL draft and who are the guys that are getting drafted the highest and getting paid the most? And it's the quarterback, obviously, but it's the left tackles. It's the offensive lineman after that. So, you know, everybody's looking for those because you need five offensive linemen to be successful. And then, you know, obviously nice to have depth. But yeah, I think offensive defense line, I think your entire football team at any level starts with you up front.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this game tomorrow night at McLeod.
We've been hitting on it a little bit. I think offensive defensive line play for both sides. And I think containing, you know, containing the skill players. You know, they have speed and athleticism in their backfield. I think we do as well. So, you know, when you start looking at those back and forth, it's going to come down to those things. And I think penalties and turnovers are always crucial in games where, you know, where it can be very nip and tuck.
There it is. Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. JCN, five straight wins. They go to McLeod, the Bulldogs team that right now sits with a record of 4-2. This is going to be our feature game right here on KARE 93.7 tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Hey, take care.